Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you mentioned it before. Giannis obviously got hurt last night. He's been the main theme of the show. We'll keep that going here with your calls, hot stove stuff as well. 888-808-1019. He is officially ruled out for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
Giannis will be sidelined for 2 to 4 weeks with a right calf strain. That's according to Shams.
Okay. So he's not faking it. As some people surmised.
Not faking. I mean, come on. He's not going to fake an injury. People are insane with the speculation.
You know,
must have been AI.
Well, you mean like Evan asking AI about the state of the station?
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he did.
What did they say?
I don't know, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why'd you even bring it up? Don't care.
I don't know. I'm just messing around. I like Evan. I think that when I heard that Giannis got hurt, right? I'm like, oh, God. And then I'm like, the calf, and of course, generally, not always a precursor to the Achilles. Let me check out the video. I got to tell you, my first instinct, did you actually see the video?
No.
I thought that he may have been hamming it up a little bit. It almost looked overly theatrical. I'm like, it looked a little fake.
I mean, who's to
clumsy.
Say? But why not take it a step further? Who's to say that he's actually really hurt, BT? Maybe this is just his way of
That's
sending
what I'm
a message.
Saying. Yeah. I actually thought
but
that
now,
for
but
a second.
I'm saying, no. I'm saying even now with the report coming out,
yeah.
2 to 4 weeks with the Cavs. Like, when does the speculation stop?
When he's traded. Given basically what that could mean, and I don't know if I really believe this, but just, you know, to work at both sides. I don't completely shoot this down. Hey, give us 2 to 4 weeks to figure out where we're going to trade him.
My point is that people are going to believe what they want to believe regardless of the truth. Giannis can legitimately be hurt right now. The reports are saying that he's hurt out 2 to 4 weeks with a strain,
yep.
And there still are going to be people that are like, nah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's true.
Same thing with Joe Shane. Literally, the Giants came out and released a statement that said Joe Shane's going to be leading our search, and you're like, nah, I'm not buying it. Like, people just believe what they want to believe regardless.
That's true. I don't buy it because I just can't think the Giants are that dumb, number one. The Giannis...
Same will be in the Yankees, by the way. All the reports sound like the Yankees are... not going to go all in. I'm like, I'm not buying it. You know, you just believe what you want.
Yeah, and it's all good. And we were talking a lot of baseball before, which we can continue to do. Always fun. How can I do a little hot stove here? If somebody can help me out with this, maybe you even saw it. I don't know. But if you saw it out there, you're listening, you know, tweet the show, tweet me. I just didn't see it. I saw the video, and it's a good minute or so when Giannis gets hurt. Like, he's right under the rim, and he goes to take 2 or 3 strides down court. I didn't see him look back at his ankle. Which, as I know, unfortunately, from an Achilles injury, that's the first thing you do because you feel like somebody kicks you from behind as your Achilles ruptures and shrivels up your calf like a lampshade. So he was down for the entire minute, and I did not see what he looked like when he left the court. And I would like to examine, you know, the gait, the limp, the theatrics. I want to see a little further if I think maybe he's milking this. Because I'm not going to rule it out entirely. I'm not. Somebody send me the video.
So now let me ask you. I'm assuming anybody, even if he's hurt, he could be traded, right? It's not going to impact.
Oh, yeah,
okay, just making sure. So that has nothing to do with, it would just be that you'd be getting an injured player.
Correct.
Whatever, they do make that trade. But the important part is that if Bridges is going to be traded, it has to be before February, right? Those are all the only logistics that we were going over. As far as what would hold the deal up logistically.
Yeah.
Not an injury.
Was that the date? Was it February 5th? I'm going to double check. There was a date, and I think it was February 5th, but I don't want to give you the wrong stuff. I'm going to double check.
But the report from last night was saying that they expect a resolution over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this injury is going to impact that in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't imagine that being the case.
So.
But okay, BT and Sal on the fan. Vinny is calling from Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Vin.
Good. Listen, before I get to my Giannis point, I'm just going to say one thing. I'm not going to get into a whole big thing about it, but it's really disappointing that you guys aren't going to be together after January. So I wish you guys the best of luck, and everything happens for a reason. I'm sure you'll both land on your feet. I can't wait to hear you on the radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And by the way, who says we can't be together? Keep going after that. You never know. Go ahead.
From your lips to God's ears.
Never know.
So in regards to Giannis, this is what I would say. You have to do whatever you can to get him, excluding trading Brunson. Ideally, I don't want to trade OG either, but you got to do whatever you can to get him. The reason you're getting him is because you have a deficiency in one of your two stars. Both of your stars cannot play defense, and you can't have both of them doing that. If you bring that not even a superstar, he's a megastar. You bring that megastar in, along Brunson, who knows? He will take away those deficiencies with all of his defense and still score and rebound with what Pat can do. So if you can get him without giving up Brunson, and hopefully not OG, you got to go get him.
Thank you for the call there, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, look. Obviously, you want to keep more than give up. I was just reading another trade proposal as well that had the Knicks getting Kuzma back.
Yeah, I saw that too.
A couple other picks right there. Yeah, I mean, you got to get Giannis if he's available, but you got to make sure that the end result should not just be, well, we went and got our second star. You're building a championship team. This is not a rebuild. This is not taking a stab at it the way they did with Carl Anthony Towns. This has to be perfected here. You need to maximize Jalen Brunson now, not next year, not 2-3 years down the road. The time for the Knicks to win the championship is now. This is their window with Jalen Brunson being a peak performer. And same thing with Giannis, by the way. It's not like, oh, well, Giannis is going to be here for the next. How old is Giannis, as a matter of fact?
I think he's 1 year older than Carl Anthony Towns. I believe he's 30 or 31. So, right. 1 year older than Kat.
Point is, it's not like you're getting a 22-year-old superstar.
It doesn't change the window of the championship is what it comes down to.
So when you make this move, not only do you need to make sure you make this move the right move, but you also have to make sure the other pieces, if there is a secondary move or what the return is, what's going, it has to be championship ready now, or at least when the trade deadline comes and go, whatever it may be, whenever you can finalize the roster for this team.
I think it's got to be now. I don't think you can kick this down the road. By the way, and we'll see if I was right, I could be wrong, but one of the reasons why I was pretty adamant, not the only reason, but one of the reasons I leaned on when I really thought the Knicks needed to move on from Tom Thibodeau before they actually did, I was worried about, because I didn't like the way the season ended, and I was worried about this season getting off to, I don't mean an awful start, too much talent for that to happen, but a start that wasn't really appealing to me, that kind of reinforced what I already knew, and then the Knicks maybe feel compelled to make a midseason change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
and maybe you waste a whole season of Jalen Brunson's prime and Jalen Brunson on a very good team-friendly Knick contract. Like, anything that you do this year must be included in a year that you legitimately could win the championship. Has to.
Limo driver Ed is calling from Allentown, PA. What's up, limo driver Ed?
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Giannis.
Yeah.
Aging. I want you guys, listen, I want you guys to go back for the past maybe 5 years. The dude's always on injured reserve. All right? And if this starts messing with that calf, okay, we have seen how many guys where it's disruption, these guys in sports today. Now, like the old days, this wasn't happening. He's there today and, you know, messing with his calf. I don't want him. I don't want him. All right? Listen, fuck, they ain't winning with him. Just stop it. You know what? We always, as a Knicks fan and everybody, we always go get this aging player, and we never win. You know, I don't want to just stop. Because you know what? You're going to bring him in, you're giving up a lot for him, and you're getting older. I don't want that. And a man cannot prove to me that he can stay on the floor. I need him for the playoffs. I don't need him to sit up here and you going to say, well, you know, he's messing around or he's faking it. No, man, hey, the report's got to go to the league. You cannot do that. Because, you know what, people come to see him. So you're not going to have that in the NBA.
Now, yeah, whoa, Eddie. Eddie, now I'm not saying that he's definitely pulling the hustle here, but you're going to be so naive where you definitively say that would not happen. I don't put anything past the NBA at this point.
All right, then, but that's fine. But guess what, too? People are getting tired of that fan. You got to have him on the floor.
I understand that, but
time management. Guys.
No, I thank you for the call there, Ed. A little noise in the background. Appreciate you always checking in.
Well, he's driving the limo.
That's true. He's working.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's parked. Maybe he's eating. We don't know if he's driving somebody around now.
Limo driver Ed, I'm assuming he's driving around now, although it wouldn't be peak hours, I wouldn't think, for a limo. No?
It wouldn't be. But my question would be, and my first radio job was in Allentown, so I don't mean this as a shot. I mean this
who's
as a...
Who's using limos there?
Who are you driving around a limo in Allentown? I left 20 years ago.
Like proms or something, I guess? It's not prom season.
I mean,
no, I'm just saying in general, to use a limo.
Yeah, true. Weddings, of course. I don't think you're getting married at 12, right. 13 on a Thursday. Don't have anything Judaism like midday, midweek that might be compelled to call the limo service.
No, but it could be a wedding coming up.
Right.
Yeah, well, we know, but we're talking about right now.
Like at 12:30. Well, maybe he's just not, maybe he also drives other vehicles, not just limos.
Or maybe he's just prepping the limo for Friday night or Saturday night wedding.
Because if I'm Ed and I'm a driver, I want to be referred to as limo driver Ed.
Of course.
Or limo driver Sal.
Anything else is a downgrade. Sure.
Possibilities. Limo driver
Sal.
Yeah,
well, listen, maybe we're going to be checking out that Uber app for a different reason.
Limo driver Sal versus, you know, regular car driver Sal.
Yeah.
So he could just be driving, doing his job, but not in the limo yet because that's only used on special occasions.
That's a very interesting point. Now, I know that your dad, rest in peace, was a mechanic, very good with his hands, unlike his son who had his wife change the flat tires. You told us the story.
He'd be proud, Bob.
Yeah. He'd be proud of other stuff, not that. Yeah.
Would be proud that however I did it, I figured out a way to make sure I got here on time. It's on the morning show.
And you did find your way to WFAN, which he knew you wanted to get to, so he is proud with that. But you, he was a car guy. I was not a car guy at all. My dad was the exact opposite of a car guy. But, you know,
I'm more with you and your dad, obviously.
I know you are, but did you ever have, like, I don't even think I had a car where I was like, God, I'd love to. Like, growing up, and this is like in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of my buddies had like pictures of Lamborghinis in their bedroom. I had pictures of Don Mattingly and Nicole Eggert.
Right.
Like, did you actually, was there any car that you like, I got to get that when I'm a grown man and I can afford it?
No.
Me neither.
I just never had, again, I grew up in a house that my father did it and a lot of his friends, but and he had a lot of great cars. Still have some of them. So
did he leave you a Porsche? He left
Porsche.
You a
Porsche. He's more Porsche. Where are you getting that from?
An old one. I thought that's what you told me.
A Corvette was
okay, I'm not that far. What's the difference? Oh, you make it like I'm saying that he left you a Yugo.
No.
It's a Corvette.
A Corvette was my first car that I would drive that to high school.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, but no,
first car was a vet.
He was more of a classic. A classic car guy.
Like 50s, 60s.
Yeah, 55 Chevy.
There you go.
67 Firebird, 67 Ooh. Camaro. Things
Ooh,
like
Camaro.
That. Look at me talking.
Yeah,
cars,
no, that's
huh?
good Camaro.
Yeah.
Fire right there.
I would look at, and then I would always watch him get upset working on these things and be aggravated. And to me, it just was like, I'd rather go watch baseball. So meanwhile, he hated sports. So it was a weird dynamic. What's the point of this when I go to be a limo driver soon? I would want to be called limo driver Sal.
But we'll call
so
you
who
that.
Knows? And what was that talking about with the Knicks?
Dude, I don't know, man.
LDS, limo driver Sal, at your service.
Hi, Sal. God almighty.
Hey, man. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, listen, I hear you, man. I understand that. I get you.
BT and Sal on the fan. Pete in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, it's really a shame that the Knicks kind of like shot their wad with the Bridges trade and all the draft capital. You know, there was rumors about Giannis early last season, too, when they were struggling. The only way the Knicks are getting Giannis is if he says to Bucks management, I am only going to the Knicks, and oh, by the way, I'm going, this calf strain is going to last 10 weeks if you don't do that.
Well, that's what if he makes that power play flex, yeah, that's,
but,
I agree.
But he can't do it.
He already told them that he wants to go for the Knicks.
No, I'm saying you can't legally say you're going to be out for 10 weeks.
He can't legally do it. And also, I know people are talking about you trade Brunson, small guards don't win championships. You know, trading Brunson, even for a player of Giannis's caliber, would be like, it's like that would be like the Mets trading Seaver all over again. You just don't do it. You know, my son standing next to me, he would be irate if Jalen Brunson was not a Knick anymore.
There are some guys that you just, I mean, and thank you for the call, Pete.
Thanks, bud.
He's untouchable. That's why I was telling Hoff before, it was Hoff's opinion, who was saying that he thinks the Knicks would trade him, whatever. And then we get into the idea of, well, would they be better with Giannis being the focal point as to Brunson, whatever. Those are different conversations. They're not trading him. It defeats the purpose of bringing in Giannis, moving on from Jalen Brunson. He's as untouchable an athlete in this town as you can possibly be, with good reason. I'd rather lose with Jalen Brunson than win without him. I wouldn't have traded Ewing for Jordan back in the 90s. Call me an idiot, call me a fool, I've heard worse, and I understand Jordan versus Ewing. I wouldn't have traded Patrick Ewing, or John Starks for that matter, for anybody. And Jalen Brunson is actually certainly better than Starks, and you have argued, BT, better than Ewing.
He impacts winning more, not necessarily better, that he impacts winning more than Ewing.
I'm not ready to go there. What I do know is the Knicks were an unmitigated disaster on many levels for over 20 years prior to the arrival of the savior, another number 11. The way that Messier saved the Rangers, Jalen Brunson has saved the New York Knicks. He loves being here. He embodies everything that's great about this city and New York Knicks basketball. Takes less money, a captain, makes the team better, star player. There's nobody on earth that I would trade Jalen Brunson for from a New York Knicks perspective.
Well said. Well said. Serious question for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, and when we mess around, and we love when, I'm talking about the old Knicks, you just brought up Patrick. You know, we've had a little fun, Patrick, and we all remember the cadence of the of the introductions. Mm-hmm. John Starks, Charles Oliver, Jim Union. The Knicks, to my knowledge, and I don't think I'm missing anybody, have never had a five-syllable superstar.
Hmm.
And Antetokounmpo is five syllables.
Has anybody had a five-syllable superstar before?
I'm sure there's a couple, but I don't know. But I'm talking about the Knicks. Like, even going back to before they did, like, Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, one-syllable, two-syllable.
I think he'd probably just hit you with a Giannis or something like that. You know what
I
mean?
You think he ignores his last name? Do you know how prideful that man is of his Greek descent? There's no way he's going to let him, in New York City with the Greek population, he's not going to let him say his last name? Of course he's going to say my last name.
I know, but I'm saying, when you score a bucket, everybody's going to call him Giannis. Yeah. Everybody does call him Giannis.
Well, everybody called Patrick Ewing Patrick.
I know, but it's easy to say Patrick Ewing. It's not easy to say Giannis Antetokounmpo. How do you even do that?
I don't know. I think you have to. You know what I think you have to do? I think you have to do it very aggressive.
One shot.
Oh, I love that part. That's money, right? And the end one. Yeah. I think
what's his name? Mike.
Koshevsky, something like that. Great guy. I've met him a few times. He's awesome. He just adds to the ambiance. He's great.
As a matter of fact, I hated when I would go to a game and he wasn't on PA.
Me too. Now, I'm not trying to call you out if you don't know it. I'm older, so maybe you don't. Do you remember the prior public address announcer before the gentleman that we just said, I may have butchered his name a little bit, but we all know who we're talking about.
Spencer Ross.
No, Spencer did some games.
Took a stab at it.
Not bad. John Condon.
Yes,
yeah,
I know
the name.
Well, they used to have the booth, the John Condon broadcast booth.
And now the media room.
John Condon media room.
Where I go for St.
John's,
get the notes and stuff. Yeah, so John Condon.
So it was the old booth, but then when they renovated the garden.
Then they made it it was the Marty Glickman booth. Before they renovated the garden, the Marty Glickman booth, they had that, remember that, like the Wiz sign and the MSG, like illuminated neon sign? And during halftime, and obviously after the game, the players would walk through it. They would walk right underneath the Marty Glickman Memorial Booth.
Okay, that's what I got mixed up, the John Condon press room. In my mind, I remember the name, yes.
Correct,
okay.
But I think, just to summarize this, to keep it moving, This might be, might be a Nick. I think that it has to be very aggressive and very fast, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, I don't think you just, if you draw it out, you're going to stutter all over yourself.
Do you have one?
I have a question for you. What if Aaron Boone was the coach to Giannis Antetokounmpo? Would he be Yanni? Yanni?
Yeah, probably.
One of my good friends' name is Yanni. Love him.
Okay.
Golfing
now,
partner.
Now we've gone off the rails. Thank you both for derailing that
I don't understand that. I don't understand. What, I mean, I know Yanni the musician. I don't know what you mean by
Dove,
that at all.
Judgy. Dove, give us.
Oh, I got you. Dove.
I mean, my God.
No, I got you. My bad. No,
oh,
I got you.
Oh, my God.
I know. And Dove, we're all preoccupied these days. Oh, no. Hopefully, let me say.
I knew what you meant. I just thought it was awful.
It was terrible.
Give us your best PA call.
Yeah, Dovey.
Come on, Dove.
You have to.
Dove, go out with a bang.
You must do it. By the way, hold on. Dig down deep and get the stones to do it, because you're going to do it before we go to break, no matter what. You're going to do it. Oh. But as you're trying to get the stuff to do it.
Bullying taking place.
Well, no. Let me just let everybody know that Dove had a very, very interesting post last night on social media.
I saw that. Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody knows. And
we can do that after the break.
No. We want to hear what Dove is going to do now. I want to hear, Dove, do what Sal just instructed you to do.
It's time for a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.